Have you been looking at crazy things in the news lately? Suicide packs? The suicide rate among children ages 8 to 12 has gone up 400% in one decade. 400%. What's going on? Children in therapy has gone up 700%. How come? Children having, quote, nervous breakdowns. Children with depression. Kids on tranquilizers. Type A toddlers. Type A toddlers. You know what type A is? Type A behavior. It's like you have to always get ahead. You have to do things faster. My daughter came home from school in the second grade and said to me, I've got to get all A's. I said, why? For what? She said, well, the teacher told us if we didn't get all A's, we wouldn't get into college. I said, you're 7 years old. College is a little ways away yet. I mean, what is that for? Do you have to teach your children to read at one or in the womb? You know, holding up cue cards to them in the womb with like a sonogram, you know? Can you read this one yet? In the New York Times, they had a story about children 18 months old. Now, I got a daughter that age. I got a daughter every age, all right? She's in diapers. They're giving them entrance exams to get into nursery school so they can get into the right preschool, so they can get into the right grade school, and so they can get into the right college. 18 months old, still saying wee-wee, caca, poo-poo, and doing that in their diapers. And they're going off to take tests. I mean, what kind of a test do you give an 18-month-old? The stress. I mean, who wants children filled with stress? What's wrong with just going out into the world and being two and three and enjoying it? Celebrate the present moments of your children's lives. Get rid of this notion that they're apprentice people, that they're on their way to becoming a person. A woman called me in Boston on a talk show and she said, if there's one thing, and you ever talk to parents or write about parenting, if there's one thing, she had lost her daughter to leukemia at four. She said, teach them to value every moment they have. See them as whole. See them as complete. Now, celebrate their three-year-oldness. Love that. Play in that. Enjoy that. Let the rest of that work itself out. It will. It will. They're all on the path. We're all on this path together. They don't have to get ahead of the other guy in order to be happy. And all they'll get, even if they do get ahead of the other guy, is an ulcer as a reward. If they spend their whole life in this race, this rat race, trying to beat everybody else down. I mean, the purpose of life is to enjoy it and to help other people to do the same. And if you learn how to do that, you're not going to be selfish. You're going to never be a burden to anybody else in your life. Imagine being a person who always knows how to enjoy life, no matter what comes down the pike. Imagine that. What a great notion, isn't it? You can never be a burden to anybody else. That's the least selfish thing you can do in life. The most selfish thing you can do is constantly be somebody else's burden. I did this for you. You have to do this for me. I invited you to my house. You haven't invited back. I sent out 343 Christmas cards last year. I only got 341 back. I'm going to find out who these people are that don't send me things back. And you go through life counting. Remember The Little Prince? Remember The Little Prince? If you haven't read it, read it to your children. Read it out loud to them, even if they're 37. Read it out loud to them, all right? They need to hear that message, that parable, that wonderful parable of the prince who would meet people who were counting stars instead of enjoying them. His whole life was, I got to find out how many there are. 3,468, 3,469. They spend their whole life just counting. They say in the East, there's quite a difference. In the East, they contemplate the forest. And in the West, we count the trees. And there's a different philosophical approach to it. Melting that, merging that, bringing those notions together to raise children who are free from stress, who are free from anxiety, who understand the beauty of every moment rather than counting it and categorizing it and getting a label put on it.